Grinder pumps are small sewage pumps that serve residential areas, usually 1 to 2 households. While Wrangell's Public Works Department started maintaining just 5 decades ago, it's now up to 30, and most are on private property. And that was a huge problem, according to Borough Manager Mason Villarma. That's because public resources can only be used for public purposes, according to borough law. Villarma says that even with agreements of a buyout, there is significant risk for the city and borough. That includes liability due to damaged property and injury.
We're very plainly looking to divest ourselves of liability for our workers and for the borough. We shouldn't be working on private property for grinder stations.
Villarma says city workers are covered for workers' compensation for emergencies, but not routine maintenance and repair on private property. He says the pumps have a lifespan of 15 to 20 years, and there are several contractors in town that property owners could hire to fix their pumps. Wrangell residents, like Don McConaughey, disagreed with the responsibility being passed onto property owners. He says he has one at his home and he understands there can be an impression of liability, but he adds that the cost is extraordinary for a new station.
I don't agree with the city letting go of maintaining my pump when it was demanded of property owners that we hook up to this system. Ask and you shall receive. We are just merely complying with what was asked. But to divest of these pumps seems wrong, especially when no matter what, all roads lead back to the city.
Public Works Director Tom Waiters says on top of liability, it's also an issue of resources and expense.
In the report here, I think I wrote there's 9 that have been replaced since 2020. So, you know, we've basically done a third of them in the last 4 years, which, you know, I think we can expect that we're going to see that continue to happen.
He says if the proposal passes, the department will still maintain a pump inventory, so they'll always have pumps in case of emergency work. In that case, borough employees could help replace the pumps with a price for around $15,000. Assembly Board member Bob Dalrymple says he hopes the issue of grandfathering and infrastructure will not continue in the future.
I think the borough attorney showed us that it's not constitutional, basically, to do this kind of a private service using public funds. It's kind of a broad umbrella on that, but that's, I think, why other communities don't do it. They just don't go there.
The assembly voted unanimously to transfer the pumps to property owners. The change goes into effect on June 30th. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.